Well, I think we're inevitably going to see, obviously, a new airline in Minneapolis that's going to be the biggest airline in the nation. It could have some distinct benefits. The companies are certainly stressing those potential benefits, noting that their current routes don't overlap very much, which will give travelers more opportunities to reach their destinations without stops along the way. The concerns that people might have as consumers would be whether or not this increased concentration in the airline industry will lead to higher prices.
And what do you think will happen?
Well, I suspect that the concentration won't ultimately lead to significantly higher prices, and in part because these two airlines don't make up a huge fraction of the overall industry. Even combined, they'll be something like 17%. And when we look at the airline industry as a whole, that doesn't suggest that we are looking at an overly concentrated industry. Moreover, what's really important is not the industry across the nation, but when we look at any two city pairs, we're flying from Minneapolis to Chicago, say, and the fact that the two companies don't overlap that much on routes suggests that we won't have a dramatic increase in concentration leading to higher prices there.
I'm glad you use that term city pairs, because I'm sure it's a simple translation, but it's one of those phrases that I've heard a lot and wonder what that means in English. Is that just one city to another city, that's a city pair?
That's as I understand it. I think the point is simply, again, that the definition of the market here, let me start over.
Sure.
I'm going through the doors.
Sure.
I think that's right. I think the point here is that the definition of the market here is not the entire United States for any given customer's interest. It's what kind of flights can I find between the city I'm at and the city I'm going to. And so that becomes the relevant question that the Department of Justice will also be evaluating when they look at whether or not to let this go forward.
Yeah. There's another phrase in listening to the investor conference this morning that they kept referring to wage harmonization, and I'm wondering if that's a term you've heard of and what that means, if you know.
So wage harmonization simply means that people doing the same kinds of jobs get paid the same kind of money. And I think as anyone who's ever been in a situation where that wasn't true has experienced, it can be very unpleasant at companies, very detrimental to morale, when people are ostensibly doing the same job but don't get paid the same amount of money. And with this merger, we've heard a lot of talk about the negotiation between the two pilots unions struggling with that very issue. How do we translate seniority, for instance, so that people who perceive themselves as doing the same work get paid the same pay? If we fail to get that right, you can have some really bad consequences for the firm because, not surprisingly, unhappy workers aren't very productive workers.
And in wage harmonization, I suppose there's two ways to create harmony.
That's right, to
bring the lower worker up or bring the upper worker down, right?
That's right. And I think in probably there will be some of both going on. I think many workers reasonably fear that the company is more interested in one direction than the other. And so it's a very sensitive topic and a very personal topic, I'm sure, to many of them involved.
Yeah. Is it possible to combine two airlines this big and not have a lot of pain? And I ask that because, you know, as I listen to these things today, we're not going to cut hubs, we're not going to cut service, we're not going to furlough what they refer to as frontline employees, whatever exactly that is. And there was a lot of, it almost sounded like Nirvana, for gosh sakes. And is it reasonable to expect that in the turbulent times economically for airlines right now, you can take two giant airlines, combine them together, and have no pain or little pain?
I think it's possible. Obviously, you have to ask why these two firms chose to merge. And the answer is because they thought it would be more profitable together than apart. And there are several ways that we can increase profits, roughly speaking, too, right? We can increase revenues or we can decrease costs. And I think the argument they're trying to make is that by providing a better network for consumers, they will increase revenues, and so they don't have to touch the cost side. But if you look what happened to Delta and Northwest stock today, I think what you saw was investors were frankly disappointed by what they heard because they thought the whole point of the merger was to weed out unnecessary costs and that we could gain economies of scale by having a larger company and eliminating redundancy.
So it certainly is something that you hear the governor talking about being concerned about, and Senators Coleman and Klobuchar, I know, have been talking to the CEOs of both companies because they're concerned about it. It seems that almost inevitably in the long run, you would have to have some jobs become redundant. They're claiming, I suppose, that because the companies don't overlap that much in the routes, well, there's no reason that we would necessarily have redundancy. We're still going to have the same pilots. We'll have the same baggage staff, et cetera. In Atlanta, you'll have the old Delta folks. In Minneapolis, you'll have the old Northwest folks. And there's no reason why the baggage handler in Atlanta means that the baggage handler in Minnesota has to lose his or her job. But certainly, I think it seems unlikely that in the long run there wouldn't be job cuts. The question then just becomes how big and how painful.
Sure. Let me ask you one question. I'll let you get to your meeting. You have to get more money, right, in this economics time for an airline to survive. And you can cut those costs, but you also have to increase revenue, I presume. How do you handle that point at which you've increased the revenue and, let's say, ticket prices, and not diminish the demand for your product?
Well, I don't think there's any way to do that. So if you increase the price, economists consistently tell you you're gonna reduce the quantity demanded. I think the real concern that the Department of Justice will have to deal with is whether they think that what's going on here in the merger will lead to a situation in which there's less competition, and so in an anti-competitive way, prices go up. I think prices, we've already seen prices for air travel rise, and if oil continues to rise in price, the prices for air travel will continue to go up. The real question here is whether prices will go up in addition because of some anti-competitive reasons. And I think looking at the airline industry, it looks like there is room for this merger to occur without having disastrous effects to competition. But that's the question that the Department of Justice will have to answer.
Good enough.